Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk, your conservative talk radio station here in St. Louis. And I'm John Hancock, sitting in for Mark Reardon. He will be back tomorrow with all of us, and we are looking forward to having him back. Joining us right now is my old buddy, County Executive Steve Ellman of St. Charles County. And so much going on in the region, Steve, but one of the big issues, and I guess it was finally resolved last week, was the approval of the cooperative agreement for this St. Louis, greater St. Louis Gateway Police Academy. Tell me what that is and what it does, or what it will do.
Well, first of all, John, I think we need for Jefferson County to pass their ordinance, which is going to happen here in the next week or two. But yeah, you're correct. Franklin County, I think, passed it first, and we passed it in St. Charles County a week later, and St. Louis County passed it the next day. So we're real close, and we'll have those four counties participating. And once the intergovernmental agreement between them is final, the various county executives will go ahead and make appointments to a board that will run. And you call it an academy, and there will be an academy there, but I'd rather refer to it as a facility, because what we're building here is a facility that anybody can use. Those four counties, I think, right now pretty much agree on how police officers should be trained. Mm-hmm. But God forbid, somewhere down the line here, St. Louis County would buy into some sort of defund the police movement or whatever, that would, I think, trigger a different approach, and they could continue to use the facility and do whatever they wanted to do, but the rest of us, would go ahead and use the same facility, just at a different time on a different day, and continue to take the approach that all of us are taking right now.
And this thing is going to have state-of-the-art training facilities, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, I used to be a basketball coach, and I use the metaphor I use is, when I was coaching basketball, back when you had chalkboards, you'd have a chalk talk in the locker room, right?
Yeah.
You'd put X's and O's on the board, you'd show your players kind of what you wanted them to do. And back in those days, that's pretty much what police officers got, too. They got instruction in the classroom. Well, even back then, after you did a chalk talk, you'd go out on the floor and you'd walk through your plays, and then you'd run through them, and then you'd put some defense against them, and you practice. And that's what we're going to have the ability to do with our police officers now. Put them in a real-life situation. Put them in a situation where there's a room where they have to knock down a door, not knowing whether there's somebody on the other side that might have a gun, not knowing, exactly when they get in that situation in their job, it won't be the first time that they've encountered it. And hopefully they'll develop some muscle memory and some ability to better deal with those difficult situations, which every police officer eventually has to deal with.
And the benefit of having multiple jurisdictions sharing a facility, I would think, is that you're able to run a lot more potential future officers through there, covering a much larger footprint, who are going to have a consistency of training, right, for the most part.
That's correct. And, I think, the probably 60-70% of the police officers in the region are from St. Louis County, but there's more and more every day from St. Charles, Jefferson, and Franklin. And even in St. Louis County, the St. Louis County police are well-trained now. And I think most of our departments out here in St. Charles County are also in good shape, but especially in St. Louis County, there's a lot of these small police departments. I think you got 45 police departments?
55, I think.
Some of them are, some of them are excellent, and others probably their people probably need the training more than others. So it's going to help everybody, but I think it's going to benefit some parts of the region even more than others.
Is there a reason why the city of St. Louis is not participating?
the usual suspects.
It's just us, buddy. It's just you and me.
Yeah, I guess so. We could round up the usual suspects, although I'm very hopeful that with the new administration in the city that we will be able to work something out. See, this all started back in 2019, mm-hmm. and it was originally just going to be the city and the county.
Yeah.
And it was the St. Louis Police Foundation was behind the whole thing. Well, the problem, of course, is, unlike what I described earlier, they weren't going to do a facility. They were going to do a training program. Well, by that time, the city of St. Louis was into this defund the police thing, and their idea about how to train police officers was entirely different than the county's. And that's why the whole thing fell apart. And that's why we've planned this thing, so that we will probably have all the same training right now. But if it ever gets to the point where, where we feel like they're not training the people the way we want to, that's fine. We'll start our own program and use the same facilities. And I told Sam Page, who's a doctor, trying to explain this to him. You know, I said, Sam, you're a doc. I said, we have hospitals out there. Within the hospital, you have different groups of doctors, practicing medicine in different ways. You don't force everybody to do it the same way, but everybody uses the same facility. And right now, I think we're all going to agree on what the training should be. But if it ever is not that way, we have a facility, and we'll go in and we'll train our people the way we want them to be trained, and other jurisdictions can do the same.
I do have a question, Steve. Do you have hope that the city will come? How you doing?
I didn't know you were there.
Yes. I guess I'm wondering if you have hope. I mean, that the city will come back in. I know the former administration. I mean, are you seeing kind of an upturn in hope for that sort of thing?
I definitely want to see them come in. I know the governor, and of course, this is all being funded by state money. I know that the governor very much wants the city to get involved in this. I mean, right now, from everything I've read in the paper and heard, I mean, they don't have much at all in terms of training our facilities to do good training. We're hopeful. In fact, this whole intergovernmental agreement, if you read it, it's set up to deal with the four counties right now. But there are provisions in there already in the event that St. Louis City will come in that will, affect slightly the governance structure, but hopefully not the overall product that we're trying to put together.
And the municipalities, they're able to just opt into this on their own?
Yeah, they will be. The various municipalities and municipal police departments. Yeah, they will. SLAPCA, which is the organization of those various departments in the region, they're very supportive of this. And again, it will be supported. It'll be built with state taxpayers' money, but it will be supported by the organizations that use it. So if you use it a lot, you'll pay more. If you don't use it much, you won't pay much. But it'll be up to the individual municipal departments how much or how little they want to use it.
Steve, who gets to determine how it's run? If it's state-funded, who runs it?
That's a great question, and this is what I've been emphasizing for the last year and a half. We've been working on this, really more like 2 years now. You got politicians who've been working hard to get the money appropriated and to work out this agreement on how it's going to be governed. And, if regionalism was easy, everybody would be doing it. It has been a real challenge to get four executives to agree. And I thought it was going to be even tougher to get the legislatures to come along. But I think we put together something good, and we're moving forward. But here's the deal. Once we get this agreed to, and once we get the building built, we are turning this over to law enforcement. Not going to be politicians making these decisions. It's going to be the police chiefs, sheriffs, the governing board will be not composed of a bunch of politicians, but some people who know something about how to police.
That's it really sounds revolutionary. I don't know if this kind of model has been done elsewhere in the country, but it's certainly new for the St. Louis region. Timeline on constructing this thing, and do we know where it's going to be built?
Well, it's always said about that. And of course, until we got this agreement signed and sealed and delivered here, we couldn't even talk to anybody about purchasing property to build or even existing buildings. But what we've all have agreed to is the fact that the four counties involved right now, if you look at the demographics of those four counties, the demographic center for those four counties is I-64 and 141 in St. Louis County. So the goal is to get this thing as close as we can to that point. Obviously, you know, we got people coming a long way from parts of Franklin and Jefferson County. So we want to try to be as centrally located as we can. But as you also know, John, that's your neighborhood. That's kind of a high rent neighborhood.
I was going to say, that's exactly where I live. And, for the right price, buddy, I'd toss my house out there for you.
Well, okay. If we get really hard up, we'll call you. But, you know, I think it's going to be probably somewhere in Chesterfield, maybe across the river in Weld Spring. I mean, I'd love to see it be on the bluffs over on the St. Charles County side overlooking St. Louis County. How's that sound?
It all sounds good to me. It's going to have...
But now, John, here you understand that the ideal place politically to build something like this would be in an island in the Missouri River, right?
Yes.
We build it on an island in the Missouri River, but then again, think about it. You're going to have to build a bridge to the island. Is that bridge going to connect to St. Louis or St. Charles County?
It can go in many different directions, Steve. That is the county executive of St. Charles County, our very good friend Steve Ellman, kind enough to join us to talk about this regional gateway police training facility. It's going to be spectacular, and I think it's going to improve the law enforcement of our entire region. Steve, thanks so much.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Sue.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new Billy Joel documentary. I've been raving about it on the show today because it's so good. I just finished it last night. Addie Monfort with Variety Magazine did a review of it. She's going to join us from Croatia. That's next on 97.1 FM,